Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Daar is tans 'n baie interessante hofsaak in Johannesburg aan die gang oor mense wat hulle debietorders betwis en dan terugbetalings eis deur vals dispute te verklaar. Die versekeraar kliëntel het die Betaalvereniging van Suid-Afrika of PASA hof toe gevat omdat dit nie die geleentheid kry om te bewys dat sy debietorders geldig is voor die geld aan kliënte terugbetaal word nadat hulle dit natuurlik betwis het nie. Kliëntel sê in hofstukke dat die aantal debietorders wat weens vals dispute gestop is en dan terugbetaal word, het in 2014 net 2,3% beloop, maar dit het opgeskiet om in 2020 tot 9% van hulle te behels en in December 2020 het dit 'n stewige 13,8% beloop. Nou, PASA is die instelling wat moet sorg dat alle banke die reëls van die nasionale betaalstelselwet nakom en hierdie stelsel verwerk alle elektroniese finansiële transaksies en dit sluit natuurlik die debietorders in. Gita Erling is die uitvoerende hoof van PASA. Sy is op die lyn. Gita, thank you so much for your time. Just take us through the process of how someone can dispute and reverse a debit order. And can the company who's trying to deduct the money from an account, does that company get the opportunity to prove that it's a legitimate transaction?
Rick, thank you. And obviously, how an individual disputes a debit order depends on their specific bank. So in some instances, they have to go into the branch. In some instances, they can do it via an app or via an online offering. As to whether the dispute will be upheld or whether or not there's an opportunity for the party involved to demonstrate that there's a valid mandate depends on a number of circumstances. And it might be worth spending a minute or two unpacking those. So in South Africa, we have... Yes.
To continue, please. Just give us the brief high-level version.
Okay. So the high-level version is if you have signed an authenticated mandate that says the debit order may be collected and the debit order collection is in line with that mandate, then you may not dispute it. If, however, there is no evidence that there is a valid agreement in place between the collector and the payer, then in all likelihood, we will return the debit order without asking questions. Mm-hmm. There are very good reasons for that, which I'm very happy to go into.
I just want to first look at the number of transactions that are being disputed, which seems to have increased significantly. Kliëntel claimed it went up from 2.3% to nearly 14% in 6 years. Is that an industry average or is that maybe an outlier?
No, that's definitely not an industry average. You know, there are more than 40,000 users of the collectors in the debit order system. And when we look at the figures over, say, the period 2018 to 2023, we actually see an overall decline in the debit order dispute rate. It has upticked slightly in the last few months, we think because of the macroeconomic circumstances. But typically in a normal EFT debit, a normal debit order, the dispute rate hovers below 2%. And in DebiCheck, which is our second debit order system, it's probably just above the 4% level. So no, that's definitely not our experience in looking across the entire system.
What happens if a client of a company disputes a debit order, but it's just too... not pay a bill that month? Maybe there's a bit of a cash flow issue. So it's I wouldn't say illegal dispute, but it's definitely, maybe it's a fraudulent dispute. What happens to that client if that happens?
So we acknowledge that there's abuse of the debit order system, both from collectors and from payers. But let me maybe sketch the magnitude of the issue for you. So in 2022, we collected, well, we ran about 570 million debit orders. And over that period, we dealt with 10 million disputes. Now, the debit order system and the payment system is built to deal with very high volumes of transactions in as efficient, as safe, and fair a manner as possible. It's not set up to arbitrate between the rights of various parties. Now, in the debit order system, it's complicated because there's the right of the consumer who's had money taken out of their account and may be of the view, and often validly, that that was an inappropriate debit. And then, of course, there's the right of the collector who may have a valid, as you say, agreement with their customer and may be entitled to collect the money. We have very, unless a customer has authenticated the debit order mandate through the debit check system, we have no means of knowing the rights and wrongs of that situation. And in that circumstance, we would default on the side of the consumer, mainly because there are other means that the collector can get paid by their customer and other recourse that they have in and out of the payment system.
Gita, dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Gita Erling, sy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Betaalvereniging van Suid-Afrika of PASA. Ja, Johan, net kortliks, dit is baie maklik om 'n debietorder te stop. Ek het op my bankdiens is daar net 'n skakel wat jy klik en dan kan jy dit stop.
Ja, Rick, ek het nou, ek dink dit is nou een van daai goed wat 'n mens maar altyd voor moet uitkyk, want daar is van hierdie goed wat jy so gou as moontlik moet stop, want partykeer is dit nie so maklik vir almal om hierdie goed te stop nie, en jy moet maar altyd op jou rekening elke maand kyk, wat is daar wat afgaan, en moet dit daar wees.
Gaan 'n interessante hofsaak wees.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.